Recording 13.3.
Some tips now about how you deliver the presentation, how you actually perform it. Firstly, what about the opening 2 minutes? You'll be very nervous, almost everyone is. Some people deal with this by writing down the opening 2 minutes, marking the stresses and pauses, and practicing it again and again. They memorize the opening, and that helps to calm their nerves. Rehearse your presentation using the equipment you will use when you do the real thing. Have a backup plan. What will you do if your projector doesn't work? If your computer crashes? If you cannot find your slide tray because you left it at the hotel? Keep good eye contact with your audience at all times, even when you use PowerPoint or the OHP for visual effects. Eye contact will help you show that you are speaking to the audience, not at them. You need to build a rapport with the audience and to develop a warm and friendly relationship with them. Enthusiasm is important. If you are enthusiastic, your audience will be too. The right body language is important. Generally speaking, it's better to stand than sit when making your presentation. Avoid repetitive, annoying gestures, but dramatic gestures can be effective when you make key points. Vary the speed of your voice. A pause is often very effective. Vary your intonation. Change the pitch of your voice by using a high or low tone. Vary the volume of your voice. You can speak loudly or quietly to attract your audience's attention. Follow the KISS principle. Keep it short and simple. Use short words and sentences. Don't use jargon unless your audience understand it. Generally present concrete facts rather than abstract ideas. Give examples to support your points. Use visuals which can be seen by all the audience. Don't put too much on a single transparency or slide. Visuals add variety and interest to your talk. Finally, end with a bang. Give the audience some memorable words or phrases which sum up your key messages. Or use a visual or slide which will remain in the memory of your audience. Thank them for giving up their time to attend your presentation and ask the audience if they have any questions. Remember, a presentation is a performance. What you say is important, but how you say it is even more important.